Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And this week, Scott Wiener, an openly gay member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, became what's believed to be the first public official to announce he's taking the antiviral pill Truvada, which health experts believe, taken daily, can reduce the chances of contracting HIV by as much as 99%. HIV, of course, the virus which can, left untreated, lead to AIDS. Some worry that a pill to ward off a sexually transmitted disease could encourage people to practice unsafe sex. Wiener addressed that in an interview with the Huffington Post.
Unfortunately, there's not enough awareness around it, and there's a lot of stigma around it. And I concluded, after thinking about it for a while, that it made sense for me to disclose that I am using PrEP in order to raise awareness and really move the conversation forward.
Well, moving the conversation forward about HIV awareness is something that 20-year-old Paige Rawl has been trying to do since middle school. She grew up in Indiana, was a cheerleader, played soccer, competed in the occasional beauty pageant. But when she was in middle school in 2006, she told her best friend she'd contracted HIV at birth. The word spread, and soon she was being bullied to the point that she tried suicide. And she says school administrators didn't do a thing. In fact, they blamed her. She tried to sue, was unsuccessful. Then Paige Rawl became an AIDS educator, an anti-bullying advocate, and an author. She's now written a terrific memoir for young people. It's called Positive. She joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity to share my story.
Well, it's quite the story. Take us back. When did you first discover that you had contracted HIV at birth?
I was in fifth grade when my mother had disclosed to me that I was HIV positive. I didn't really understand what it meant because I was still so young. I thought that having HIV was just like having asthma or being diabetic. So for me, it didn't change anything in my life until I started being bullied because of my HIV status. Now that I look back at it, I feel like that was the perfect time that she told me. She wanted to tell me when I was younger, but my father then had passed away from an AIDS-related illness, and she was just scared that I would think that I was going to pass away or that she was going to pass away. And I think that the time that I found out was a great time. I had a little bit of education from just the general fifth grade health class, so I wasn't scared about anything. I knew that as long as I took my medication that I'd be okay.
Well, but there were some questions there as we were reading of your story, because no one in your school knew, no officials knew, no health people knew, no nurses in the school knew. In hindsight, was that maybe part of the problem, because this information is something that burbled up through the gossip chain, you know, in a middle school, which can be pretty ugly? Should maybe your mom have told the school so that they might have been prepared?
My mother had talked with my infectious disease doctor, and legally, we are not required to disclose my HIV status to any school officials, nurses, any coaches that I were to have because of the universal precautions. They're supposed to take the same precautions for anybody because there's people out there that don't even know that they have HIV or something else. So there was no reason for my mom to have to disclose to the school that I was HIV positive.
So if you were to, say, as a cheerleader, fall, which you did on a couple of occasions, and bleed, they should treat that the same way they'd treat anyone who bled, with caution.
Right. At schools, you know, the coaches, they're given first aid kits, and they're taught of universal precautions because, like I said, not everyone knows that they have HIV or they have something else that could possibly be contagious through blood. And so because I was a cheerleader, I played softball, I played soccer. Those were just things that my mom didn't feel they needed to know because they were supposed to treat all of the kids the same if something were to happen.
So that was her decision. But it also became clear that the school had no initiative of its own to educate itself about the possibility of a child having HIV. I mean, it seems so odd. In the mid-2000s, we know of schools that have assemblies and, you know, you talk about these issues before they come up. Your school, which you changed the name in your book, didn't seem to have a clue.
My middle school, they had a little bit of education in the health classes, but that was about it for the teachers and students about HIV and AIDS. And I think that's what this memoir Positive is for, is to let people know that you don't have to be afraid of someone with HIV.
Well, here's where your story also entwines with another very big ongoing story about bullying. Clearly, by the stories you tell, you were bullied, and the school didn't know how to handle that.
I went through a lot of bullying in middle school. I had a nickname, Paids, that I was referred to as. I had a note left on my locker saying no AIDS at the school. And when I would report these incidents to the school counselor, she would give the students verbal warnings. And her advice to me was that I could deny I was HIV positive.
Well, take us deeper, because we could actually feel in your stomach as we're reading how bad this got. You never knew when you opened your locker or opened your computer or what. You never knew when you might be attacked, and it became paralyzing, isn't even the word. How bad did it get?
It got bad to the point where for about 9.5 months, I was having stress-induced seizures. I lost about 20 pounds. My hair began to fall out. I also was catatonic, meaning so sometimes my mom would go to wake me up in the morning. She'd sit me up and I'd plop back down and I wouldn't wake up and she'd have to take me to the hospital. Even after I left the middle school and I was at a high school where I had a supportive administration, I had supportive teachers and I had friends that weren't judging me because of my HIV status, the bullying still affected me then emotionally, because I got to the point where I was so depressed still because out of fear of being bullied again for my HIV status that I even attempted suicide and ended up in the stress center to learn coping skills of how to deal with my fear of being bullied again and with my fear of just everything I went through and seeing it happen again.
It's like a flashback. I mean, the way you describe it, it's like the film Carrie, you know, just terrible. And I'm wondering, have you spoken in the book? You call her Yasmin. You know, you filed a lawsuit. You did not get to go to trial, because even though a lot of what you said was acknowledged, there was one aspect of your lawsuit that wasn't. And so you weren't able to take it to trial. You could have settled for a lot of money. You didn't want to take the money. You wanted to have a chance to be in court. You did not get that. Have you talked to this former best friend since, you know, you've both grown, you're both in college now? Have you had a conversation with her?
I have not had a conversation with her. I actually ran into her this summer. She was surprised to find out that I was still in Indy or in Indiana. I'm not sure what exactly she meant, but the way I saw it was, why would I leave? This is my home too. There's no reason for me to have to leave.
Yeah. So no apology, no, gee, I was really a kid and I really was afraid of this HIV and I didn't know, I was uneducated, none of that.
I haven't received any apologies from the kids in middle school, but I know I've decided to not focus on what they're thinking about me now or how they feel about what happened. I've just focused on what I'm doing now and what's the next step for me.
Yeah. And what is that? What are you studying? What do you want to do? I know you're an AIDS educator, but how do you see your life unfolding?
I plan on continuing college and getting a degree in molecular biology. I want to be one of those people to be working in a lab to help towards finding more treatments and help towards finding a cure for this disease. I also plan to continue to just keep educating about HIV/AIDS and keep advocating against bullying for the rest of my life.
Just to underscore what you said about, you never know when you're standing with or camping with or becoming friends with someone who's HIV positive. Where are we? Give me a stat on where we are with HIV infections.
Every 9.5 minutes, someone in the U.S. contracts HIV. And actually, about 50% of the new infections nowadays are between the ages of 13 to 24.
Yeah. Paige, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.